The Good, the Bad, and the Undead by Kim Harrison. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2005 by Kim Harrison. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with EOS, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. I hitched the canvas strap holding the watering canister higher up on my shoulder and stretched to get the nozzle into the hanging plant. Sunlight streamed in, warm through my blue institutional jumpsuit. Past the narrow plate glass windows was a small courtyard surrounded by VIP offices. Squinting from the sun, I squeezed the handle of the watering hose, and the barest hint of water hissed through. There was a burst of clattering computer keys, and I moved to the next plant down. Phone conversation filtered in from the office past the reception desk, accompanied by a belly laugh that sounded like the bark of a dog. Where's? The higher up in the pack they were, the more human-looking they managed, but you could always tell when they laughed. I glanced down the row of hanging plants before the windows to the freestanding fish tank behind the receptionist desk. Yep, cream-colored fins, black spot on right side, this was the one. Mr. Ray raised koi, showing them in Cincinnati's annual fish show. Last year's winner was always displayed in his outer office, but now there were two fish, and the Howler's mascot was missing. Mr. Ray was a den boy, a rival of Cincinnati's all-Interland baseball team. It didn't take much to put two and two together and get stolen fish. So, the cheerful woman behind the desk said as she stood to drop a ream of paper into the printer's hopper. Mark is on vacation? He didn't tell me. I nodded, not looking at the secretary dressed in her snappy cream-colored business suit as I dragged my watering equipment down another...